The Phoenix and the Carpet by E. Nesbitt. It began with the day when it was almost the 5th of November and a doubt arose as to the quality of the fireworks laid in for the Guy Fawkes celebration.
"They were jolly cheap," said Robert. "And suppose they didn't go off on the night?"
"The ones I got are all right," Jane said. "I know they are."
"But look here," said Robert. "Don't you think we ought to sample the fireworks? Just shut our eyes and each draw one out, and then try them?"
"But it's raining," said Jane.
"We needn't go out to do them. We can just move back the table and let them off on the old tea tray we play toboggans with," said Robert. "It would be something to do," Cyril owned with languid approval.
So the table was moved back, and then all the fireworks were put on the table, and each of the four children shut its eyes very tight and put out its hand and grasped something. Robert took a cracker. Cyril and Anthea had Roman candles, but Jane's fat paw closed on the gem of the whole collection, the jack-in-the-box. And one, at least, declared that Jane had done it on purpose.
"I didn't mean to," said Jane, near tears. "I don't care. I'll draw another."
"You know jolly well you can't," said Cyril bitterly. "It's settled. You've done it. And you'll have to stand by it, and us too, worse luck. Anyway, we'll have the jack-in-the-box last and get the most out of it we can."
So the cracker and the Roman candles were lighted, and they were all that could be expected for the money. But when it came to the jack-in-the-box, it simply sat in the tray and laughed at them, as Cyril said. They tried to light it with paper, and they tried to light it with matches. And then Anthea slipped away to the cupboard under the stairs, where the brooms and dustpans were kept, and the rosiny firelighters that smell so nice like pine trees, and paraffin. She came back with a little pot that had once been full of red currant jelly, but the jelly had been all eaten long ago, and now Anthea had filled the jar with paraffin. She came in, and she threw the paraffin over the tray just at the moment when Cyril was trying with the 23rd match to light the jack-in-the-box. The jack-in-the-box did not catch fire any more than usual, but the paraffin acted quite differently. And in an instant, a hot flash of flame leapt up and burnt off Cyril's eyelashes and scorched the faces of all four before they could spring back.
"You've done it this time, Anthea," said Cyril.
The flame was spreading out under the ceiling, and Robert and Cyril saw that no time was to be lost. They turned up the edges of the carpet and kicked them over the tray. This cut off the column of fire, and it disappeared, and there was nothing left but smoke and a dreadful smell. All now rushed to the rescue, and the paraffin fire was only a bundle of trampled carpet when suddenly a sharp crack beneath their feet made the amateur firemen start back. Another crack. The carpet moved as if it had had a cat wrapped in it. The jack-in-the-box had at last allowed itself to be lighted, and it was going off with desperate violence inside the carpet. Robert, with the air of one doing the only possible thing, rushed to the window and opened it. Anthea screamed, Jane burst into tears, and Cyril turned the table wrong way up on top of the carpet heap. But the firework went on, banging and bursting and spluttering even underneath the table. Next moment, Mother rushed in, attracted by the howls of Anthea, and in a few moments the firework desisted and there was a dead silence, and the children stood looking at each other's black faces and, out of the corners of their eyes, at Mother's white one. The fact that the nursery carpet was ruined occasioned but little surprise. The rest of the fireworks were confiscated, and Mother was not pleased when Father let them off himself in the back garden, though he said, "Well, how else can you get rid of them, my dear?" You see, Father had forgotten that the children were in disgrace, and that their bedroom windows looked out onto the back garden. So they all saw the fireworks most beautifully.